Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Apple has scheduled its Q2 2018 earnings release for May 1st, when it will detail how much money it made and how many iPhones it sold in the period between January through March. Apple offers guidance of revenue between $60 and $62 billion, and iPhone sales will be something investors are watching for, with conflicting reports of iPhone X performance. And a new report highlights an interesting data point for Apple Music on the same day Spotify officially goes public. The Verge reports that The Weeknd's latest single, Call Out My Name, was played 6 million times during the first 24 hours that it was out, while Spotify only accounted for 3.5 million plays during the same period. That difference comes despite Spotify having around 157 million paid and ad-supported users, compared to Apple Music's 38 million subscribers and 8 million free trial users. While it only marks the third victory over the last year, the data point shows that Apple Music subscribers may be more likely to play new music than Spotify users, which could make it more appealing for artists launching new music. And Apple has released public beta versions of iOS 11.4 and tvOS 11.4, which includes AirPlay 2 testing. The iOS version also includes messages on iCloud, with both releases following developer beta versions yesterday. And Snapchat has launched a new group video calling feature in its app that supports up to 16 users at the same time. Facebook has updated its Messenger app as well, with the ability to share 360-degree photos and 720p HD videos. And finally, Apple Pay appears ready to launch in South America, at least in Brazil, tomorrow. iHelp BR has discovered a new App Store story scheduled to appear tomorrow that highlights 17 apps that work with Apple Pay. And Tim Cook shared back in February on Apple's earnings call that Apple Pay would be coming soon to Brazil. 9 to 5 Mac has learned independently that Apple Pay will indeed go live for Brazil tomorrow, which will enable mobile payments and apps on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch, and mobile payments and stores from iPhone and Apple Watch. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9 to 5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.